We're hooking up with the great Larry Kudlow here from CNBC. But first, how is it this guy? Is this talent or is this just a complete lack of discipline? How can Donald Trump go from this sort of president night before last in Phoenix
to failing New York Times, which is like so bad, it's so bad. The Washington Post, which I call a lobbying tool for Amazon, okay? CNN, which is so bad and so pathetic, and their ratings are going down. ABC this morning. They have little George Stephanopoulos talking to Nikki Haley, right? Little George.
The permanent enemy that the media is for Donald Trump. And then last night, in front of the American Legion convention, had this to say about America.
We are not defined by the color of our skin, the figure on our paycheck, or the party of our politics. We are defined by our shared humanity.
I wonder if this guy just knows what room he's playing, like great performers, or if, in fact, nobody can discipline him.
Absolutely he does. I mean, you know, in his base at that rally, and those are the people he's talking to at that rally. They want to see that Trump.
Well, now, they also want to see taxes cut, more industrial jobs brought back to this shore within these borders, NAFTA renegotiated. When do we start on all of that agenda? Let's turn to Larry Kudlow, senior contributor for CNBC and the host of his own show, 3 o'clock weekends on WDLS. Larry, good morning, sir. Do you find these various personalities that we get from the president somewhat frustrating, at least distracting?
Well, I think it's a political question. In other words, I think the attack against the media brings out the base. And by the way, I think the mainstream media, maybe not everybody, but I think some of those newspapers he mentioned and some of those TV stations have been very, very rough on him. And I think there is a lot of false news. He thinks there's a lot of false news, most importantly, or more importantly. And I think the base thinks it's false news. And I must say the way they covered him in Charlottesville was, in many respects, very unfair and unfactual. Although that press conference a week ago Tuesday was probably one of his worst efforts. I buy that. On the other hand, he's interweaving that. He's mixing that with clearer statements about the need for unity and how he rejects and disavows all this white supremacy or whatever, Ku Klux Klan or David Duke and stuff like that. So he keeps repeating that, and yet in the rallies he keeps going after the media. So he's basically operating multiple messages. I don't know. I mean, the polls say his base is with him. He needs to expand his base. I'll grant you that, and I think he needs tax cuts to do that. But that's my explanation for it. The rallies serve many purposes. By the way, he does talk about tax cutting all the time in the rallies. So I rather like that. So, you know, he's a different kind of president. What can I tell you?
That's an understatement, that's for sure.
He's just different.
He's different.
Larry, you know, his former girlfriend, African-American girlfriend, came out this last week and said there's no way Donald Trump is a racist. People speak of this guy that know him and say, you know, in his heart of hearts, he is a good guy. How does he take what people say about him, not step on that message, put that message out there? I mean, we know that Donald Trump is not a racist.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that out there, but you can't step on the message, I suppose.
Well, I don't know that he's stepping on it. As I say, I think he's multiple messaging. Look, I think the record on race relations is very clear. Going back, I don't know, I've seen clips on YouTube and Facebook going back to 1990. He has always disavowed these so-called white supremacist groups, always, without exception. I think he bungled it a week ago Tuesday. I think that was his worst moment, because the statement he made on Monday was very clear, how he rejects all these crazy groups. Then I think the press conference on Tuesday, which was supposed to be about infrastructure, I think he let his anger get the best of him, and I think it was not a good moment. All right, didn't help him at all. But then I think the speech he gave this Monday on Afghanistan, the lead into that speech, was about unity. And I think that was brilliant. I think it was one of his best speeches, maybe his best speech.
So, Larry, let's get down to it here. Obviously, the debt ceiling is going to have to be raised. Donald Trump says something about the wall has to be in this deal that he's going to cut. Paul Ryan says no. Mitch McConnell says we don't think so. So why this?
Wait. No. They didn't say that. they haven't decided yet. They hear them. There's a debate in the Congress about the wall, but they've not said no. They have to work this out. I mean, you're going to get... Actually, Ryan's coming on CNBC. I'm going to have a chance to speak with him today. And you're going to... The GOP has to make a deal within itself. You know, it has to... they have to develop their own bipartisanship inside of their own party. They can do that. They've got to put tax cuts, and they've got to put a budget up, and that includes a debt ceiling. It probably is going to include some kind of wall. We already have a law about a wall. That law could be extended. The funding could be extended somewhat. These are all very doable propositions. I mean, the fact that they're out there doesn't mean they can't be solved. I mean, I just think it's relatively simple. They're just going to have to reach consensus.
A lot of work in a short amount of time. Finally, before we let you get on with your busy day, who do you like in the Mayweather-McGregor fight?
I like Mike Pence. It's just terrific. Absolutely terrific.
Mike, you're going to take all the hits, right?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
And I like the New York Yankees, man. They're coming on, really coming on.
So you're not going to take a side on Mayweather-McGregor?
I just don't think my expertise extends to all that.
Well, enjoy. I'll be watching the interview with Paul Ryan. That'll be a good one. What time does that hit, Eastern?
Think about 1 o'clock.
All right, hey, terrific. High noon.
Make sure you get him into shape, would you, Ryan?
Yeah, tell him to lose some pounds.
I have things to say.
Yeah, I bet you do, sir.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. All right, thanks, Larry.
Bye-bye.
Take care. There goes Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. High noon today. Interview with the Speaker of the House's book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, is absolutely terrific.